my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 30th of August, 2009, and the time is 10 past 3 in the morning. If you could tell me your name, your age, and where you come from.
I'm Laura Snow, I'm 19, and I'm from Gloucestershire.
Thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
Well, actually, I was researching Anthony Gormley as part of my RA level. So I heard, sort of found out about it before it actually started, so I didn't actually know it was going to be this big. So I just happened to stumble across it on the internet and applied straight away. And then a while later got an email, which is quite cool.
Yeah, how did you feel when you received the email to say that you've been allocated a spot?
It's really bad, but when I first saw it, I didn't click straight away because it had been so long ago that I applied, and first of all thought it was actually junk email. So it's like, you've been selected for something. For some reason I read it and was like, oh. So yeah, it's like, because I've been researching his work and recreating it, it's very odd to then be part of his next work, so it's kind of a bit of an honour really.
So can you tell us a bit about your RA level? Oh, well, and the other A levels that you've been doing as well.
Way too many. I've just finished doing English, Literature and Language, History, Art, Photography and General Studies, and then some others, but they're not A-levels, so they're not as bad.
What kind of like stage are you at with them? What kind of comes next?
Unfortunately, I was going to go off to university, but I've had a bit of trouble with my heart. I actually had to have it stopped, so I've technically already been dead. Somehow. So I've got a bit of a gap, a bit of a year to do whatever I want really, which is quite cool, and earn lots of money. Definitely.
So what plans have you got for this coming year?
I'm working with the BBC at the moment, doing work experience and stuff, so I'm just hoping to keep that going really.
And what are your interests? What are you looking to get involved in kind of?
Definitely journalism. Hopefully. I've managed to interview quite a few of my favourite bands already, so I'm hoping to go in that direction.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about music.
I love music, all kinds of music. Basically, it's kind of the arts that I'm obsessed with. But yeah, I've managed to interview a really random selection of bands, from Casey Chaos, American Punk in His Pants, to Lloyd Grossman, who's apparently in a punk band. It's very strange.
And can you tell us a bit more about having had your heart stopped, for the record?
It's quite a boring story in the fact that I wasn't actually awake for it. So I don't know what happened, but it was really strange because I've always had heart palpitations and never really thought anything of it. But once it just carried on going for a long time, so I ended up going to hospital just to get it checked out. They put me in the back of an ambulance, took me to another hospital, a bit worried by this point, got kept in for like 24 hours. And by that point, it just wasn't slowing down. They tried really horrible things like giving me an injection to slow it down momentarily, and that wasn't nice. And then in the end, they were just like, oh yeah, we're just going to stop your heart. You might die or be on medication for life. See you later. But it's all good, so.
Everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a bit about a bit about kind of your background, kind of, I don't know, family and schooling, kind of education, this kind of stuff?
Well, it's only me and my mum really, and it's been a bit of a tough year because the month before I was taken to hospital, she was actually diagnosed with breast cancer. And then unfortunately, a couple months after me going into hospital, I then found my grandfather dead. So it's been quite a tough year. But that's kind of made, in an odd way, there's kind of a lot of benefits that come out of that because I appreciate everything so, so much more now. So I'm just really willing to get out there and do lots of stuff, really. I have quite a boring background story.
What would you say are the most important things to you then at the moment in your life?
Family, friends, and probably my iPod, quite sadly.
And what kind of hopes do you, and plans do you have for the future?
I would just, that's a tough question. Just carry on doing what I'm doing at the moment, like trying to get into journalism, and just be happy at the end of the day. Life's too short.
What fears might you have?
Fears? Is it weird to say I don't have any fears? I probably should do, but not at the moment.
And can you, for the record, tell us where you've been for like the last couple of days as well? Just a snapshot of history, what's been going on in 2009.
I've just come from Reading Festival a couple of hours ago. I arrived there on Thursday, so it's been a bit manic. I don't know how much sleep I've had, but it's all good now, and I've seen some great bands, so...
And who have you been going to the festival with?
Well, it was a bit manic because I was supposed to go with my boyfriend, but somebody sold his ticket for him. So at the last minute, I had to find 2 Reading Festival tickets. Managed to find them face value off of somebody I used to know from years and years ago. So it was all right. After a bit of driving around, managed to get them. So I'm just with my boyfriend and quite a few mates, and then about 30 other people who you don't really know.
And can you tell us a bit about like what the information you found about kind of Anthony Gormley and about this project and what that means to you to be part of the One Another project, one of 2,400?
It's just a really massive thing and like an honour to be part of it. I know you get randomly selected, but just to actually be picked is a really big thing, because obviously having researched his work and recreated it, it's just really kind of surreal to be here, because I've kind of followed the rest of his work, like The Angel of the North and The Figures on the Beach and everything like that, and it's all really great. This is really interesting, this project, because I was thinking that nobody's really done something that's kind of live, but I never anticipated to do something with humans, if you see what I mean. So it's really intriguing. I would like to see where it leads to, really.
What impact would you like the project to have?
I think it's good because it's kind of getting art out there more. And I think some people have reacted. There's been quite a mix of reactions, hasn't there? So it's just quite interesting. But to get art out there is definitely a good thing, because I think people don't really access it enough, because people have sort of... I found out that when I was at school, because initially I just wanted to go into art, and it's like, oh, that's not going to get you anywhere in life, and everyone's kind of has that view on it, so it's quite negative. So hopefully this might make people think differently.
And what kind of experience are you expecting to take away?
Let's hope all the drunk people go away. Don't know if you've ever seen the movie 28 Days Later, but I was anticipating it to be quiet and nice. A bit like that, but obviously not. But it's just going to be really quite surreal. Don't really have any preconceptions, so whatever happens will be good.
And what are you planning on doing when you're up in Plinth?
Boringly, I have a theme. Well, that's not boring, but I don't really have anything to do because I didn't anticipate people being around. So I have a camera and want to take lots of pictures. But it's like the 15th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide this year. And that's something that I like wanted to raise awareness for. So that's kind of my theme, but I'm just not having anything to do, if that makes sense.
And how are you feeling just before you go up? What's the emotional journey been like from kind of being, or finding out about the project, being allocated a slot, preparing for it, arriving to Trafalgar Square?
Bit worried now, because the guy out there was saying he was really nervous. It's like, should I be feeling really nervous? Right now I feel pretty calm and good. It'll probably change in about half an hour, yeah.
And what are your closing kind of thoughts, comments on being a piece of art on Trafalgar Square in the middle of London?
I wouldn't go as far to say a piece of art. But I don't know, it's just really surreal and a really like great opportunity to be involved with something like this, really.
Great, thank you very much.
Sorry, I'm really annoyed.